It's not the first time the Farm Bill has expired without a new one to replace it, and key programs like crop insurance won't be affected. But others are only funded through the end of the year.
Research and some of these other smaller programs are vitally important to farmers. You need to have a healthy research pipeline to make sure that you stay current.
That's Jimmy Kinder, a wheat and cattle farmer south of Lawton. He says the Farm Bill's expiration is one more stressor on top of tariffs, low commodity prices, and poor harvests.
You know, today I'm planting wheat, and that wheat will be harvested in the spring of 2019, which would be the 2019 program, which we don't have. So it just kind of adds to all the uncertainty that we have out here on the farm.
Lawmakers have until mid-December to pass a new farm bill or extend the current one. Otherwise, some programs will stop entirely, while others will revert to outdated, decades-old law. For KGOU, I'm Caroline Halter.